Your seats. Well, if that doesn't get your clapper going, nothing will. Amen. I come to you this morning saying grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know about you folks, but last night I seem to have got plenty of rain on my yard. And if there wasn't enough rain on my yard, my pool was overflowed and running out into the yard. But you know what? We did need to rain. But we woke up this morning, and the way it was this morning when we woke up, that's why we live in Florida. Amen?
Amen.
Just beautiful out there. If you would, please get your Bibles out as we continue our current series, I Am. And if we can go to like another slide there, Miss. There we go. Just hang out right there for just a couple moments. Please turn on your Bibles to John chapter 10 and verse 11. John chapter 10 and verse 11. All over the sanctuary, if you have the Word of God, whether in digital or printed format, would you please hold your Bibles up over your head? Amen. That's just wonderful. We love having our Word of God with us. And as we continue this series today, today's message is, I am the Good Shepherd. Isn't God good?
Amen.
God is good?
Amen.
And all the time. As reading from the Word of God, John chapter 10 and verse 11 reads, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives His life for the sheep. What amazing words, amen? You know, today's message will focus on verse 11, but we will access the entire chapter and a few other places in our Bibles as well through today's message. I do want to share this with you, that we will get through the points on this message today. We have 3 points. Fairly quickly, within the first half of the message. Don't put your Bibles away and don't check out on me. You know, but these words that we read today in the Word of God, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives His life for the sheep. We're spoken by Jesus Christ to His own people, the Jews, 2,000 years ago in Israel. And I'm afraid that sometimes we think these words to ourselves, is that still true for me today? It was true for the Jewish people in Israel 2,000 years ago, but what Jesus said to them, does that work for me today in modern times where I live? This is, of course, the central question of all Scripture, amen? Does Jesus really love me? Is Jesus the Good Shepherd to me personally? Friends, if Jesus Christ were here this very moment, He would say the very same words. I am the Good Shepherd, and I have laid down my life for you. I did it for you. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, Pastor Larry, I hear what you're saying, but how do you know that? Well, it's so simple, because the Bible says so. If you look up on the screen, you'll see Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 should be up on the screen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Well, turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13 then. Turn in your Bibles all the way to the back, mostly to the back. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Take a look at those words. If you're there in a paper Bible, please say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to give you guys just another 5 seconds to get there. By the way, this not being on the screen today is my fault. It looks like we may have some slides mixed up here today. I don't know how that happened, but it's quite all right. We'll just do without. Amen?
Amen?
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. If you're there, please say amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Aren't those good words? Amen. You don't sound convinced of it, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, the same tomorrow. Don't miss what is being said there by our Lord in verse 11, I am the Good Shepherd. Never forget that this I am is what God told Moses to call him at the burning bush when Moses said, who shall I say is sending me? What is his name? And the Lord said, I am that I am. Meaning I exist. And in the biblical repetition, meaning I am that I am, denoting the context, I exist and I will exist. Declaring that our great God has always been, He is now, and He always will be. Therefore, when Jesus Christ says, I am the same yesterday, today, And tomorrow, he means exactly that. If he is for you today, he was for you before the beginning of time, and he will be for you in the end times. Hallelujah. You see, the word I am suggests a completeness. Therefore, God is perfect, absolute, uncreated, and is completely uncaused. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three persons in one nature. Absolutely perfect. The Father is the Father, but He is not the Son or the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father and is not the Son, but He is the Holy Spirit of God. The Son is not the Father and is not the Holy Spirit. He is the Son. That they are all fully God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God, in the Bible begins with, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen? And the earth was with form and was void. But what hovered over the face of the deep? But the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep. We find throughout all of Scripture the triune God at work. And so as we read the words of Jesus today, never lose sight of what is being said. I am the Good Shepherd. Remembering that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow, being unchanged and unchanging, we know what Jesus is saying in our verse today. In other words, he's saying, from the beginning of time, I am the Good Shepherd. Right now and right here today, I am the Good Shepherd. And throughout all of the eternity to come, I am the Good Shepherd. It's not that he was, it's not that he's going to be. He simply is the Good Shepherd. Amen. And when Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd, we have 3 points today. He is stating, first of all, I am a shepherd. Write that in your notes if you would, please. I am a shepherd. Now, follow me closely here. Jesus is saying that he has the same relationship to his people that a shepherd has to his flock. The same nature. You see, the shepherd owns the flock. And if you are the redeemed of God, you are not your own. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I take great honor in that. That I belong to Christ. My life is not my own. It belongs to Jesus Christ. I am sold out for Jesus, folks. I hope you caught on to that by now. I belong to Him, a lock, stock, and barrel. Therefore, as the shepherd cares for the sheep, Jesus cares for me, and Jesus will care for you as well. In other words, you are on his mind night and day. I was talking to a guy that was that had worked on a ranch out west, and come to find out, that's a 7-day-a-week job. He owned his own ranch. I said, you didn't have your own ranch. You weren't able to get away for Sunday. He said, once in a while when somebody could fill in. He says, but Pastor, those cows don't know it's Sunday. Amen? Those cows don't know it's Sunday. But listen to me. The shepherd, we are on his mind day and night. We are never out of the thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he prizes you. You are valuable. You are precious in His sight. You have been bought and paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. You occupy and fill the heart of Jesus. And He loves you. And listen to me. This is so good. Because of His inward love, there is an outward goodness that He constantly extends to us. How so? He is the Good Shepherd. He protects us from the wolves. He guides us in the right way to live. He brings us back when we wander off. Amen? Have any of you ever wandered away from church for a while? Don't sit there look all spiritual to me now. And don't be elbowing anybody next to you either. That's not polite. He brings us back when we wander off. He strengthens us when we are weak. He carries us when we are lame or feeble. We're too tired to go on. And because we are rebellious, weak, and at many times a wandering flock, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is our strength. He is our wisdom. He is our righteousness. He is our all in all. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know if you knew this, but no creature on the planet gets sick easier than a sheep. No creature on the planet is more dependent on a shepherd than a sheep. Without a shepherd, the sheep would be wiped out. They would have nothing to care for them. Listen to me for just a second. Have you been looking around lately out there in the world? Who else in all of creation really cares about us but the Good Shepherd? The Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And guys, we are more dependent upon Christ than sheep are upon the shepherd. Therefore, because He has redeemed us with His blood, we have all the proof that we need to declare that Jesus is a shepherd. Make no doubt, make no mistake about it. Hallelujah. So please look deep into your heart. And may I ask you today, whether you're sitting here in this sanctuary or you're watching on the internet, is the Lord Jesus Christ your shepherd? Do you belong to Jesus? Because if you don't, we're going to tell you how to get there today before we leave. Second, not only is Jesus does this say that I am a shepherd. Second, when Jesus says I am the good shepherd, He is saying I am the good shepherd. Good. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody is a better shepherd than Jesus Christ because He never, ever neglects the flock. No one has ever died or strayed away because Jesus neglected him. Listen to me, friends. I don't know what hole you are in right now. I don't know the depths of your despair. I don't know what discouraging event you're going through right now in your life. But I want you to understand a resounding truth. There is no hole so deep that the love of the Lord Jesus Christ is not deeper still. Amen. He is the good shepherd. He died on the cross and His last words were, "It is what? Finished." In other words, that word finished means paid in full. What did He pay for? He paid for us if we will only receive Jesus Christ as Lord. In other words, paid in full is taken care of. You know, I hope that you're in a position that if folks visit our church, that you're in a position to invite them to go out to lunch and pick up the lunch for them. You know, isn't it good when you take somebody to lunch or you take somebody to dinner and the check comes, you say, "I got that. I'll take care of that." On the cross of Calvary, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did. Paid in full. No, I got that. I got that for you. Amen? Listen, guys. Taken care of. All that had to be done, Jesus did. All that should have been done, Jesus did. All that can be done, Jesus did. And all that we could ever wish to be done, Jesus did Himself on the cross. In other words, paid in full. Friends, no shepherd has ever dedicated himself to a flock like the Lord Jesus has. Jesus pours His heart and His soul into His calling as our shepherd. Have you ever considered this? I'm going to brag on Jesus for a moment here. I'm going to brag on the Lord. Have you ever considered that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Balm of Gilead, the Great I Am, gives His power to us? He gives His power to us. What power am I talking about? I'm talking about resurrection power. I'm talking about raised from the dead power. I'm talking about reborn in Jesus Christ power. I'm a Christian today because 2,000 years ago, a dead man got up and walked. He has the power forever, eternally, to save us. When you are saved by Jesus Christ, you are saved once and forever. There's no getting away from it. You belong to Him. So therefore, when we stray, listen to me, this is so good. When we stray, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, stretches out His mighty right arm. And He declares with the thundering power of heaven, "I gave my life for you. You are mine, and no one can pluck you out of my hand." Amen. You can't wander away. You can't quit. No one can take you away from me. You are mine. You're bought and paid for with my own blood, which is more precious than silver or gold, according to the scriptures of the Holy of the Lord Himself. Friends, Christ's wisdom is our guidance in life. Christ's love is our eternal shield. His words are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. As a redeemed of God, Christ lives in us. Have you ever thought about that? That when you are saved, Wednesday night crowd, I know you've heard this many times. Just bear with me for a moment. When you are saved, the Lord Jesus Christ takes up residence in you. And you are filled. You get all of the Lord Jesus Christ. You get all of the inheritance of heaven, the blessings of heaven. And once you are filled with Christ, indwelt, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And Jesus says, you are mine. No one takes you from me. Therefore, the wisdom of Christ, that power of the Lord Jesus Christ is available to us every minute of every day. There's never a time when we're away from the Lord. His omniscience, His omnipotence, and His immanence means that He knows what is best for us. He is always near to protect us. He has many divine titles and many divine names, and Christ uses all of them on our behalf. Whatever you need, Christ is within His divine nature. He knows how we feel because He came to earth in human form. We just sang about that. In the fullness of time, He came in human form. And as my good shepherd, now I don't know who your shepherd is, but as my good shepherd, He walks with me, He talks with me, and He tells me, Larry, you are my own. Amen. Therefore, you know what? Can you ever imagine anyone or anything that could be like Jesus? No one. So we see that He says that I am a shepherd. Second, He says, I am the good shepherd. Now here's our third point. Remember I told you, don't put your stuff away because we got a little bit of sermon to go. He says, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Now this is going to sound strange. For His own glory, for His own will, for His own purposes, God has appointed other shepherds. Pastors are called shepherds. We tend the flock, or pastors are supposed to tend the flock. But listen closely, friends. Let me clarify something very, very important. Don't miss this. I am the under shepherd to the great shepherd. God has determined that He has a little bit of work for me to do. He has a little bit of work for other pastors to do. But no pastor, no preacher should ever forget who the shepherd is. Friends, we are not here on Sunday morning because of Pastor Larry Brister. We are here because of the Good Shepherd. We are here to praise a holy God. This is not my church. This is Christ's church. This church belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's good stuff, guys. That is good, just such good stuff. No pastor should ever forget who he is. Listen to me, guys. Put together, of all the pastors you've ever had in your life, and I'm certain you grew up with some awesome pastors. My wife and I were talking about the pastors that she grew up with. One of them I knew very well. He married Miss Ruth Ann and I. Boy, I made out on that one. I know who got the better part of that deal. Pastor Fred Johnston. Oh, his wife, Miss Alice, was the absolute definition of a pastor's wife. Huh, Miss Ruth Ann? Miss Ruth Ann had a good model to follow. I can say that. But put together the best traits, the best abilities, the best heart of every pastor on earth, and we are all together still not worthy to carry the sandals of the great shepherd. We are not worthy to carry his sandals. You see, the pastor's job is to point to Jesus Christ. The greeter's job is to point to Jesus Christ. The prayer team's job is to point to Jesus Christ. The sound and video team's job is to point to Jesus Christ. The worship team's job is to point to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the pastor comes up here to preach, we point to Jesus Christ and we do it by saying, "Thus saith the Lord." Amen. We are not here for my words. We are here from the words of the good Lord. Amen? Amen. And whatever, if it's not in here, keep it to myself. I got all excited there, guys. I went right off my notes. But someday when I get to heaven, and someone with all of those things, someday when I get to heaven, and some of the people that knew me in my past are look at me and wonder, "How did you get here?" You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to point to Jesus Christ. Amen. That's how I got here. I might be in the back row, and my shirt tail might be smoldering, but I'm going to be in heaven. Here's all I want. I want to be close enough to the throne of God to see the back of my good friend Roger Fable's head. That's how close I want to be to the throne. See, friends, that's all of our jobs. I thought I'd get a testimony, but I'm so glad I brought my own. Friends, no shepherd can say about his flock what Christ says about his. Look at verse 10, if you would, please. If you're there in John chapter 10, please say amen. Verse 10, the verse right before our verse today. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have what? Life. And that they may have it what? More abundantly." In other words, Jesus says, "I have given all these sheep of mine the life that they have." The life that we have in eternity in heaven, Christ has given to us. Now listen to me, using reason, using logic, the idea of Jesus giving us life insinuates that we were dead, amen? It insinuates that we were dead. If Christ gave us life, there's no need to give life to a dead person. Well, Pastor, I'm not dead. If you have never received Jesus Christ, you may be saying, "Preacher, I'm not dead." Make note of this in your margin. I'm going to read this for just a second. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. How many of you know this passage well? This is good stuff, amen? I'm not going to make you read it out loud by memory. "In you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." In other words, the Lord said you were dead. I was dead, let's put it that way. I was dead, and I was walking in the world. I was not walking with the Lord, I was walking with the prince of this world. I was doing the things for me, in other words, following my own selfish interests. Verse 3, "among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh," meaning wanting our own way, "fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." In other words, we were destined for wrath. We are marching along the path of life, this passage says, and as we're walking along this path of life, we are destined for death in the grave. And we're destined for hell. Verse 4, "but God." Isn't that good? "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." As we walk through life before we are saved, we are bound for hell. And as we walk along, Scripture says, "But God." He gives every person a chance to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes Christ known to us. And then it's simply a free will decision. How do I know that? I'm so glad you asked. Verse 8 and verse 9 in Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For by grace you have been saved." Through what? Through faith. "And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." In other words, we were dead in our sins, we were bound for hell, but God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we will only believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be saved. How good is that? And He says, listen, that passage says, listen, I'm even going to give you the faith to receive my Son. Back to John chapter 10, verse 10. Look at how that verse ends. "That they may have it more what? Abundantly. Abundantly. Friends, let me unpack that for you for just a second. You may feel hurt and confused and hounded right now, but don't let that get to you. You may feel dead inside, but Jesus Christ died for you. Don't look at the circumstances of life. Look at Him that gives life. You may have been harmed by an under-shepherd at some point. I don't know what's going on in your life. There are plenty of bad pastors out there. There are pastors that harm people's lives, believe it or not. They're selfish and they're vain. And it's all about them. That may have happened to you at some point. Don't look at that shepherd. Look at the great shepherd. Fix your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the author of life. Because Jesus has not only given you life, He has given you what? Abundant life. Abundant life. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has given me life and He has given it to me abundantly. Many years ago, the Lord came into my heart. And as I traveled through life, you know, I had difficult times. And then one day, the Lord said, "This guy needs some help. Ruth Ann, here's your task." I'm sure she thought, "Really? Really?" Listen, guys, because of the Lord's plan, His plans for me from before the foundations of the world, to receive His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to give me the perfect helpmate designed just for me. And husbands, if you're here today, you've got the perfect one for you. Ladies, believe it or not, look at that guy next to you. That's a gift from God. That's a gift from God, guys, ladies. Remember, the Lord brought you to Him, hopefully. Live life abundantly. I don't know how I got off on that. Listen, friends. If what I have just said has caused your heart to leap for joy, it's because you are saved. You are saved. You have what we old-time folks call Holy Ghost power. You got Holy Ghost power in your life. But there may be some others here today or watching on a DVD or watching on the internet that are not saved. Your heart is broken. You're beaten down. You don't know which way to turn. It's so simple. Simply turn to Jesus. Don't be looking around the sanctuary right now. Don't be looking around or fumbling around on the internet, wherever you are in your home. Christ is for you. He died for you. "Well, Pastor, you don't know what I've lived through. You don't know the things that I've done. You just don't know." Well, I know what He's done for me. I may not know what He's done for you, but here's something for you. Jesus knows. Jesus knows. How so? If you look at John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, right there in the same chapter that we're in. We have this. I put this one on the PowerPoint. John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. It says, "What? I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down" what? "My life for my sheep." What's that mean? That means as much as the Father and the Son know each other, Jesus knows you. He knows all of our faults, and He still died for our sins. He knows all of my faults, and He still wanted me in His heaven. Now I want to share with something with everyone on the internet today. And I'm going to share an inside joke with the people on the internet that all of the Living Hope family here is perfectly aware of. You see, for the broadcast videos, we dress this up as much as possible. You see, guys, if you've ever been on the internet or watched our broadcast, you know it looks pretty good. The quality is pretty high. But for our visitors that may be sitting here today, our first-time visitors, I'm going to walk through this for the internet folks so you understand what happened. See, the folks that are visiting today may have found us on the internet, or somebody invited you, and at some point along the way, they badgered you so much, it was probably one of the Living Hope faithful, they badgered you so much, you came to church today. You got up this morning. You figured out where we were. And when you finally found us, let me just point that out. When you finally found us, perhaps you thought, what is with this parking lot? Where am I going to park? All right, well, I promised I'd come. And you find a spot there in the back on the side. You found a spot to park. And then you come walking around. Well, where's the church? Oh, I see the sign upstairs on the banister. Well, I see three signs upstairs on the banister. But there's one for Living Hope right there. Well, oh, there's the entrance. Well, the door is kind of small, but that's okay. And I walk through the entrance, expecting to see a foyer, greeters ministry. Nope. What are they greeted with, Living Hope?
Elevator.
An elevator? Really? So, okay. You jumped in the elevator. Seems a little old. You don't know the half of it. You come upstairs. You take a left. You go down the hall where you hear all the sound coming from. Wait a minute, these people are eating lunch. Oh, wait a minute, you mean there's another church that meets first? Okay, well, you come back out, and they say, no, just go back out through the door by the elevator. So you go out through the door by the elevator, and you hung a right. You went down to the other end. Wait a minute, wrong language. You found your way to our Hispanic ministry. And Living Hope says amen? All right. Anyway, you eventually found your way into the sanctuary this morning. Not bad. It's a nice sanctuary. If this were on the ground floor and we had our own parking lot, our own place, this is a wonderful sanctuary. And I'm 100% sure that when you walked into church at Living Hope Baptist Church today, you did not know what to expect. You did not know. Wait a minute, what's going on? I got hugged five times. I thought these people were Baptists. You see, listen, friends. You didn't know what to expect. Some of us may not have necessarily expected you to be here today. But that's not the point. Here's the point. Jesus was expecting you. On the internet, you may think you're not here, but you are. Why? Because Jesus was expecting you to watch in this morning. And I say this to you, whether you're here visiting today or you're watching on the internet, give us a chance. Give us a chance. Because Jesus Christ knows that this is a gospel preaching church. Jesus knows that this is an all about Jesus church. Amen? What is the gospel? Well, the gospel is simple. It's simply the good news that we were all dead in our sins and God wanted a relationship with us. And so in the fullness of time, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from heaven to earth to be born of a virgin. Christ lived a perfect sinless life and He died on the cross for our sins. He was in the grave 3 days and on the third day He rose again. And based upon that truth that Christ has defeated death in the grave, if you will simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Him as Lord, you will be saved. It's that simple. You may now be saying, well, Pastor, is Jesus the only way? Surely there's a different way. Absolutely not. Jesus said Himself in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. If you're in the sanctuary today, look in front of your bulletin, you'll see those words right there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now listen, I finished my message for today, but Jesus is not finished. He's going to pursue you because He is the good shepherd. He is going to pursue you. If you're sitting here today, if you're watching on the internet, you may be feeling a little, and you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord, you may be feeling a little tug on your heart right now. A little tug. You see that tug that you're feeling? That's not you. That's the Lord Jesus Christ knocking on your heart. Revelation 3:20, Jesus reads, Jesus saying, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you'll only open, I will come in. And I will dine with you and you with Me. Can you imagine that? Living with Christ, dining with Christ for all of eternity. Friends, are you looking for somebody that cares? Do you have a God whole size in your heart and need a supreme Savior to fill it? John chapter 10, verse 11 reads, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Come to Jesus. You need no other shepherd but him. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God alone who is wise, be honor and glory and power forever. Grace.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit our website at www.lhcfl.com. Visit us on Facebook or get the ChurchLink app from the App Store. Again, thank you, and we hope to see you in service soon. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.